And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. That was a classic. Of course, The Crusher by The Cramps from 1981's Psychedelic Jungle LP. And The Cramps are originally from Sacramento, California, and then settled in New York City, New York. And I didn't even realize, I mean, the amount of times I've heard that song. The Crusher is a cover. Yeah, the band The Novas from Minneapolis, Minnesota, originally wrote and recorded that song in 1964. And it's about Reggie the Crusher Lazowski from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the wrestler that made Milwaukee famous. And he wrestled for the AWA in the 50s and 60s, so he was a Midwest Territory guy, so that makes sense. Okay, and then we started that off with The Truth! Wrestling is real! That was Foreign Objects from Amherst, Massachusetts, with the song Wrestling is Real from the Into the Squared Circle LP from 1985 on Breakthrough Records. It might be their label because it was Breakthrough's only release, but I don't know. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And this is an exciting time to be a wrestling fan, I think. Mania was a couple weeks ago, and I'm still kind of flying off it. A lot of people are saying that it was the best one ever, especially the greatest main event ever. So, like, seriously, what a night. I don't know that I disagree. It was a total feel-good show. Like, all the baby faces won, so it was just a great time. I think it's a cool time to openly be a wrestling fan, or maybe I'm just at an age where I don't really care what people think about me anymore. Wrestling makes me smile more than pretentious pencil-necked geeks make me frown. So I started looking for songs about wrestling, and yo, it's like a whole-ass subgenre. So let's celebrate pro wrestling and listen to wrestling punk songs today. Because foot is fake, baseball is fake, figure skating is fake. I don't know sports. What's his name? Travis Homeboy, whatever, Taylor Swift's man. He's a deep fake. That basketball chick, she's an AI. But when that steel cage door is locked and you're staring down 260 pounds of man, ain't nothing fake about that, Junior. let's keep it going. Okay, so, you know what? Whatever. I'm gonna play it. I'm smiling right now. I want to listen to it. The greatest wrestling promotion ever is Hood Slam from Oakland, California. It's ridiculous. By far the silliest thing I've ever witnessed. Anyway, Hood Slam ran out of the Oakland Metro Opera House, which today is an awesome metal venue. And they had a house band that actually recorded a record. And of course I donated to the Indiegogo. So let's listen to the song that opened the greatest pro wrestling shows ever put on. This is the Hood Band with the song Hood Slantham. So shout out to Broseph Joe Brody. This is real! This is real! This is real!
Fucking blood. David. Let's witness and follow the public and the deck. Here we go, well, let me down, me the deck. Find the way I thought fate, but you stir up the flame. Spread a misery and pain. Have a ring back on the deck. Catch the jack, catch the jack, play.
I put them there live. I hope that's okay.
Oh, of course, yeah. Anytime. Hey, Michael from the North Bay is here.
Hi, Maximum. Hi, Maximum Rock and Roll.
You want to get in on this?
I actually need to write that email.
Oh, right. Your email.
Yeah. You mind if I bang it out in the other room?
Yeah, for sure. You like my shirt? Oh my god, same shirt!
Yo, Takeover.
We're both wearing the same Takeover Portland shirt. 2019 at the Rose Garden?
2020, actually. You remember it was like a month before the COVID
lockdown? Oh shit, yeah, that was like right before. Yo, Keith Lee Dijakovic, match of the year. Oh, I watched it the other day for the first time, like watched the broadcast.
Oh, yeah?
You know your homie, the guy that works at the cemetery?
Yeah, Bay Area dude, right?
Yeah. You know you can totally see him in the background when Ciampa kisses that guy in the crowd's forehead.
Oh, what? Really?
I know, right? Yeah.
Wait, of course he would be there.
Such an uber mark. Anyway, go get your email.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. And then Quarter World after this?
Quarter World. Yeah, we're going to the arcade after this.
And bye, Maximum. Bye, Maximum.
Yeah, all right, love you.
All right, love you too.
Okay, back to the pro wrestling punk. So that was Eat the Turnbuckle with the song Ladders, Tables, Chairs from the Fans Bring Weapons 7-inch EP that came out in 2012 on Creep Records from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Eat the Turnbuckle are from Philly. We heard a little Joey Styles there at the end. Loved that. Before that, we heard some pretty crushing power violence. We heard Song About Wrestling by the Ultimate Warriors from 2002's Our Gimmick is Wrestling 12-inch. Comp, I think? Actually, I guess it's more of a retrospective kind of thing. And that came out on Doppelganger Records from Allentown, Pennsylvania. And the Ultimate Warriors are from Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Cool thing about that band, former Chikara Grand Champion Ultramantis Black is the a vocalist, I believe. He also has an awesome power violence band. They're just called Ultramantis Black. Before that, we heard, two songs about my all-time favorite wrestler. We heard Nightbirds with the song Maimed for the Masses from the Maimed for the Masses 7-inch EP that came out in May of 2013 on Fat Wreck from San Francisco, California, and that was the EP version. It's a little longer than the album version that's on Born to Die in Suburbia that came out in July of 2013 on Grave Mistake Records from Richmond, Virginia. And Nightbirds are from New Jersey. I'm not sure where, actually. And that song was about Mrs. Foley's baby boy himself, Mick Foley. So of course, before that, we had to hear the song Cactus Jack by the Bad Will Ambassadors themselves, the pro wrestling punk veterans, Anti-Scene. And that version that we just heard was from the False Count Anywhere, a collection of wrestling songs comp that came out on Rusty Knuckles from Raleigh, North Carolina. And Anti-Scene are from Charlotte, North Carolina. I prefer that version, actually. It's a little faster and cleaner than the original 1994 version on the Eat More Possum LP. And then before that, we had to. We started that off as all the best wrestling shows start off with the Hood Slam Band. And that was, of course, Hood Slantham. And that came out on the Hood Slam Jams with a Z, Volume 1: Fuck the Band. That came out in 2013. And of course, the Hood Slam Band are from Oakland, California. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And today we're celebrating pro wrestling by listening to pro wrestling punk and just marking out, bro. And I'm... Whatever. I'm just gonna grab it. Replica belt. Yes, it's currently on my shoulder. Yes, it's the awesomest thing I own. I'm an adult. I'm allowed to blow my money on stupid bullshit anytime I want. And it's a legit Federation title from the 90s. The big eagle with the scratch logo. I rule. All right, ring the bell. Let's get it. Up next is the Mighty Ions with the song Pedro Morales. And I'm sure you'll recognize the melody.
Thank you. Pedro Morales, they call him Pedro. His name is Pedro, Pedro Morales. His name is Pedro Morales. Next week it's Stephen King. That won't mean anything. He's just a dime a dozen wimp. Pedro, his name is Pedro, Pedro Morales, his name is Pedro. Lying on the floor. All of Pedro's friends are dead. The grease ball has been in the dirt. They call it Pedro, Pedro Morales. They call it Pedro. His name is Pedro, Pedro Morales.